let us start with, because he leaves, I can face tomorrow. Amen.
Because he leaves, I can face tomorrow. Because he leaves, because he leaves, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is but a living just because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone, because I know, yes,
His only Son, we call Him Jesus. grace and for mercy once again that can gather in your house, Lord. It's a privilege and a pleasure, Lord. Father, we just want to meet with you. That's our desire. Father, as our brother would prepare the service, Lord, as your hand would be upon him, as you would quicken him, Lord. Father, we want you to quicken us as well, that true omnipotence might meet upon this night, that our faith may rise up, Lord, into heavenly places, that, Father, the word would come and quicken us, and that you'd lead us and guide us in prayer, to pray according to your will. So, Father, bless the song leader now, Lord. May he lead us and guide us in the songs of Zion, Lord. And, Father, may our spirits, Lord, just rise up, Lord, our souls into heavenly places, to forget about the day, to forget about the circumstances. And Jesus, we just want to set our attention upon you, Lord, to forget about all other things, Lord, and to concentrate on you and to worship you, Lord. So bless this worship. Bless them that are still on the way. Would you pray for them as well, Lord? Bless each brother and sister tuning in from wheresoever they would be. We pray your blessing upon them as well. But Lord, let your will be done. Draw nigh to us. Overshadow us upon this night. Raise us up into heavenly places, Lord. And Father, guide us and lead us, Lord, this night, that as we'd come to the end, Lord, Father, we wouldn't be the same as we are now. That is our design. That is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless the saints. If we can have that song, you ask me why I'm...
You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone, gone, gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say my sins are gone. Where are they? They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from the
Desire and honor belong to worship you. To you alone.
are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone, Lord. You alone are my strength and my shield. You alone pay my spirit.
Let's not sing the whole song, just the chorus and maybe the first two verses.
You are the center of my heart. You are the center, you are the center. Today I make a brand new start. You say, Lord, you say. Secret hidden prayer, God's church. Oh, God's church can never ever fail. Neither will any evil against us prevail. Oh, we'll stay.
Testified to me when I was young and when I was at university, PJ, a good friend of mine, and he once went down to Cape Town for the weekend with his parents and that, and he came back and he said, Andrew, you know, he said, I was just there with my parents and it was a worldly atmosphere. He said, I could easily just have been a backslidden Christian, but he said, but just one prayer makes a difference.
Amen.
Is that not so, friends?
Amen.
How many times, just through one prayer,
Amen,
he allows you to make a brand new start.
Amen.
You might have had a disaster of a week, a disaster of a day. Your life might be heading in all the wrong direction. Your thoughts are just not what you want them to be. Satan's been giving you a hard time. You come to the prayer meeting and you set your heart to the Lord and he'll give you a brand new start. And you'll leave here with a new vision. You'll leave here with momentum once again. You'll leave here so different than you were. And that's the wonderful thing about the Lord. The Lord is the God of the new beginning.
Amen.
That's why it says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. So I'm really glad to be able to come to him this evening to say, Lord, I want another start. Thank you, Lord. And if you're running out of steam, he'll just give you a brand new start. So God bless you, saints. Just want to greet Brother Sam from London. So good to see you, Brother Sam. God bless you, brother. And also to see our good brother Olivier and Carmel and James back again. God bless you, saints. Brother Eli had to pick somebody from the airport, so that's why he's been a little bit delayed. So let's hand over straight away to Brother Cheslin. So glad Brother Cheslin's here once again.
Amen.
Just to keep the fire burning.
Amen.
Let's just keep it moving on, saints. That's what the Lord wants. So just to put some more steam in the engine tonight.
Amen.
And may the Lord lead us and guide us in prayer. So God bless you, brother. You may take it.
Amen, brother. Greet each and every one. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. While we're standing, we can turn to our Bibles. We're going to turn to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4. We're going to read from verses. We're just going to read verse 6. And a few other verses we'll read as time goes by. It's a prayer meeting tonight, so I thought just, you know, something to encourage our faithful prayer.
Amen.
Zechariah 4, verse 6. Says here, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
And second reading is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read from verses 4 to verses 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 to verses 6. It says here, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
It's power heads. Gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, we've come here this evening, Lord, to call upon your name. For it's written in your word, Lord, that your people call upon your name, Lord. And we've come to call upon your name, not just for our needs, but, Lord, we also come to say thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For carrying us through a week, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, Lord. Thank you for your daily provision of keeping a roof over our heads, Lord, of keeping us fed, Lord. Thank you for keeping your angels encamped around us, Lord, that we can be safe.
Amen.
We travel, Lord. Thank you for our going ins, our coming outs, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's like your word says, a man devises a way in his heart, but it's the Lord who directs his footsteps, Lord.
Amen.
It's also written, Lord, that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord, and therefore we can be found in the house of God tonight.
Amen.
Pray now, Lord, that you would bless this, Lord, this short word of exhortation. May it stir the hearts of each and every one, so Lord, so that we can be led in prayer by your Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name with much thanksgiving. Amen.
May
take your seats. I just want to talk on a short subject, led by his Spirit. Now, we read here the first reading in the book of Zechariah. If you read the verse, the beginning of verse 6, it speaks about the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Now, if you just want to, for a background, just want to speak about Zerubbabel and why the word of the Lord came to him in this situation.
Amen.
The word Zerubbabel means seed in Babylon. So, Zerubbabel was a righteous seed in Babylon. And at the time, they had destroyed the first temple. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, which they had. And Zerubbabel was given a commission to rebuild the temple.
Right.
And here's Zerubbabel, you know, he's given the commission to rebuild the temple in a time of persecution. Because the rebuilding of the temple, you will realize you read the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, speaks about the rebuilding of the temple, how they had to build with a sword in one hand and a brick in the other hand. And this was the situation here with Zerubbabel. But God gives this word to Zerubbabel, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. You see, the rebuilding of the temple would not be accomplished by human strength or human resources, but by the power of God's spirit. And God equipped Zerubbabel in a strange way, because if I remember the history of him correct, they say Zerubbabel, he had a signet ring, which he could use to take off the seal of the king's letters. So he could unseal letters from the king because of a ring that they've given to him. So that shows you Zerubbabel was given a special privilege. But this privilege wasn't given with no purpose. The purpose of this privilege was so that the place of God's worship could be restored. Amen. Because you see, the desire of the people that had the temple was always to worship. And there's only one provided place of worship at the time. And God will not accept worship in any other place. Amen. So therefore, they had to go rebuild the temple. It says, you know, if you read the book of Kings, there was a righteous king called Josiah. He had to restore the temple of God, because if you look in the Old Testament, a lot of these temples that they were building were temples built for idols. But God always restored. Amen. So this year was a prophecy that God is going to restore the place of worship. Amen. And he said the glory of this temple will not be the same as the glory of the former one. Because the glory of the former temple of Solomon was more to do with external architecture. It had more to do with aesthetics. But this temple was pointing to a temple that's not going to be made out of human hands. Amen. You see, so here he's prophesying about how he's going to rebuild the temple and how the hand of God is going to be there to rebuild the temple. And the interesting thing, you see, it's saying by the Spirit of God that it's going to be done. Amen. And I would just like to read a quote from it's the Patmos vision. It talks about this being in the Spirit. And I thought it would be appropriate because of, if I can just find it, it's the first quote in it. I will just read it from here. It speaks about Revelation 1 verse 10 when it says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was in the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? My love, you could just call those words the whole of the Christian life. Amen. If we are going to live as Christians, we have to be in His Spirit. Amen. So you see, that's the key. We can't accomplish anything by being in your spirit. That's why God said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Amen. So if you need to accomplish something by the Spirit of God, that means He needs to send you the Spirit so that you can accomplish it. But with the Spirit of God comes the power of God. And a few people, a lot of time, they don't recognize it because the power of God often goes unrecognized. I always tell people, if you put the Word of God in any situation, you're bringing God into the situation. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. So when you take God's Word and you put it in a situation, what are you doing? You're doing the same thing that happened in the beginning when God spoke, and the earth was without form, it was void, and it had darkness. But then the Word of God came, and it transformed the darkness into a garden of Eden and the void. Because God's Word came into a situation, you see. And like I said before, I'll just repeat this again for those who didn't hear it. God creates a situation to give you revelation. Amen. God creates a situation so that He can show you and reveal Himself as a deliverer. Amen. You find out that when we look at the first time Abraham was in a situation, God created a situation for Abraham, but yet God gave him a promise. And the situation was created so that God could prove His word to be true. He told Abram, you're going to be a father of nations. Yet Abram was old and he was past the time of childbearing. Abram's name was first Abram, A-B-R-A-M. That means exalted father. But when God gave him a promise, He also gave him a name change, Abraham. So it would be father of nations. So here God's showing you there's something taking place by His promise. And if you look at when Abram received Isaac as the promised son, if you read it in the book of Genesis, he's taking him up to the mountain to sacrifice him, but he says, me and the lad shall return. Amen. But yet he's carrying him to go kill him, but he's saying he shall return because he had a revelation. Amen. That the same God that gave him from the dead can raise him from the dead.
Amen.
So here God creates a situation to prove to Abraham there's going to be a resurrection.
Amen.
He takes him up to the mountain. And when he gets to the mountain, he knows that God's going to provide. And God tempts him until the last, till the hand was up with the knife. And the angel stopped his hand. And they heard a bleating lamb. And that lamb was in the bush. And then he calls this place Jehovah Jireh. And Jehovah Jireh means God sees. And because he sees, he provides.
Amen.
So that shows you, yeah, God creates a situation to bring revelation. You see, what God does is God wants us to pray prayers in such a way that it gives him glory.
Amen.
The prayer meeting is so that we can pray so God can be glorified.
Amen.
God will create a situation that this prayer meeting, you're going to come here with a need and you're going to find out that you're serving the God of Abraham.
Amen.
You're going to find out that that which was impossible, that you thought was impossible, it's going to happen. I just want to read an acronym. You know what they say about faith? There's an acronym they give for faith. And you know what an acronym is? It's just something you use to for different letters. Faith means forcing anything impossible to happen. That's right. You're forcing anything impossible to happen tonight by the prayer meeting. That's what you're coming here to do. You see, just want to go a bit further now. Now, the work of God is often carried out very successfully and very quietly and without the assistance of human force. Jesus said, you go to your secret closet and then you go pray and he will reward you in open.
Amen.
It says here, when the instruments fail, God will do his work by himself, by his spirit. Well, that shows you sometimes the instrumentality of the human being fails. Take a look at Jonah and his commission. It was the Spirit of God that got Jonah to actually accomplish his commission. He was going to Tarshish. He had to go to Nineveh. And then they threw, you know what happened to Jonah? They took him. They threw him off into the sea. Eventually, he went there. And the interesting thing about Jonah is that when he came out there, he came out of the mouth of the fish, there was a greater repentance than in Israel ever had, if you can remember, because the animals was even covered with ashes and sackcloth. Everybody repented. And the judgment was stayed. And you see, that is what it is to be led by the Spirit of God. You see, the Spirit of God will lead you to the Word of God. And the Word of God is a word of prophecy. So when you are led by His Spirit, God will allow you to prophesy over situations. You see, what happens is, if you ever notice, whenever they went to a prophet in the Bible, they had questions to which they had no answers. And the prophet, God allowed him to go look beyond the natural realm so that he could give the people comfort and give the people confidence that all things will work together for good to those that love God.
Amen.
But God also promised that the Spirit of Jesus Christ is the Spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
And he sent that Spirit in the last days. Though we no longer have a prophet, we have the Spirit of prophecy in the church.
Amen.
That's right. The Spirit of prophecy is not something you use carnally. It's not used for a gimmick. It's not used something to elevate man. The Spirit of prophecy is to glorify God.
Amen.
A simple example, I will give a few testimonies, a few that happened in the last 2 weeks here in Dublin, and one significant one that happened a few years ago. There was a young girl that went missing. I was back in South Africa. I was doing some outreach work. I came out of the church and this girl was missing and they sent the police to look for her. Nobody could find her. And I went to the grandmother and I just saw her two standing on the gate and I asked the grandmother, look, I hear your girl is missing. Is there anything, do you believe if we pray that you will get your girl back?
Pray.
She said, yeah, fine, you can pray. I said, okay, we'll ask the Holy Spirit tonight and you will receive your daughter tonight. I prayed and I left without thinking about it. When I came back the next day, they said, Ed, just before midnight, they found a daughter.
Amen.
Now, in South Africa, that's a miracle because in South Africa, they're kidnapping, and, you know, you find them chopped up in pieces. But that is the reason God gives you a spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Not to tell people they're going to be rich, not to tell them they're going to get a new car, but to tell them about the power of God's deliverance.
Amen.
You see, I just want to go a bit further. Now, you see what faith is. Because when we pray the prayer of faith. On earth is where faith can be used and tested. This is the only place you're going to be able to use faith. Once you leave this place, your faith will be a reality. Hell will be a feeling for those who did not believe. And the saints, heaven, in heaven, they will be enjoying what they believed. You see what I'm saying? Because what we are doing here, we are living by the unseen. The book of Hebrews says, you see, the things that we can see are made by the things that cannot be seen. You see, so when you come in here tonight, you're looking at the unseen, and looking at the unseen is you're looking to something that has not yet happened, but yet you believe it's going to happen.
Amen.
Isn't that so? I don't know the situations you're facing tonight, but I know this, that God knows the situation and God's in control of it.
Amen.
If he was Jehovah Jireh, then he's Jehovah Jireh today.
Amen.
If he's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, whatever seven compound redemptive names he has, he's Jesus Christ yesterday, today, the same forever.
Amen.
We were in last week at the camp. I asked our brother to bring a prayer request because his sister got stuck and there was no flights to get back to Dublin.
Amen.
It sounded very simple. He received a text. They asked, can you please pray for me? I can't get a flight. I said, look, write it down on the desk and give it to whoever's in front and we send the prayer request. The next morning, he got a text. She got a flight. She got back to Dublin.
Amen.
You see, we got to recognize what God is doing amongst you.
Amen.
Don't look somewhere else. God's here.
Amen.
Don't look anywhere else.
Amen.
Another testimony happened the other night. There was a sister here to go for some MOT. It was completely booked out. And we were sitting by the table and we were going to pray for, I think it was for the food, not even for the food. And the brother just said, when do you want your MOT? You'll receive it tomorrow. Well, she phoned, she got the MOT the next day.
Amen.
What I'm trying to bring to you is, don't take for granted the power of God within you as a church, within you as an individual.
Amen.
You see, God said he will bankrupt the heavens to fulfill his word.
Amen.
You see, God will give you a testimony by testimony by testimony so that he can prepare you for what's laying ahead.
Amen.
You see, a lot of time when we come to church, we don't realize is that we're coming here to prepare for a life to come. We're coming here to prepare for a time to come when we cannot live by the system we're living by any longer.
Amen.
You see, a lot of time we come with the wrong, how do I say, perception to church. We are being prepared here for the supernatural.
Amen.
We're coming here because it's going to come a time you're going to have faith to be able to speak against all odds.
Amen.
You're going to be able to say something like in the days of Elijah, when you're down to the last cup of meal and the last bitter oil, and you're going to be able to have the faith of that shoe of the woman in the days of Elijah and say, it's not going to run dry.
Yes,
you see, because as much as we enjoy the presence of the Lord, we've got to remember there are dark days laying ahead.
Amen.
We see the economy failing. We see the school system failing.
Amen.
We see every system failing, but there's one system that cannot fail, and that's God's prophetic system.
Amen.
So God equips us with a prophetic system.
Amen.
That's why he's called you under a prophetic ministry.
Amen.
You see, God knew that in the end time, you're going to need to be able to prophesy.
Amen.
If he didn't do that, then why would he call a prophet at the end time of the church age and the beginning? You see what I'm saying? There came reformers, but there came a time when you needed more than reformation.
Amen.
There comes a time when you need revelation.
Amen.
You see, because revelation is faith. Revelation is God unveiling to you his plan for your life. That's why we're here tonight. We're here so that we can pray by revelation.
Amen.
You see, Elijah was a man that prayed by revelation. When it came to the time of the great showdown on Mount Carmel, Elijah just did a few simple things. Placed the wood in order, he dug the trench, he put the water, and he knew when he calls on God, that God was going to answer with fire.
Amen.
You see, because it was revealed unto Elijah who Jehovah was.
Amen.
The name Elijah means whose God is Jehovah. That's what the name Elijah means. So you called under Elijah ministry because the word Elijah shows an intimate relationship with God.
Amen.
So when you called under a ministry of Elijah, that means you can say, whose God is Jehovah?
Amen.
So you can say, my God is Jehovah.
Amen.
Because I'm under the same ministry of the Elijah that called the Jehovah in the Old Testament.
Amen.
That's why we can call this God today in the New Testament, because we're under the same anointing. We have an intimate relationship with the God of the Bible.
Amen.
You see, the relationship we have with God is not something that's distant.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see God as, oh, you know, we got to go find him. He came to find us.
Amen.
And when he came to find us, he drew us nearer.
Amen.
And when he drew us nearer, he revealed himself to us.
Amen.
And when God reveals himself to you, he makes himself vulnerable.
Amen.
Isn't that so? God made himself vulnerable by revealing himself to you. Because now you can say, I know him in the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
You don't need to know him for another person. You need to know him for yourself.
Amen.
Once you begin to know him for yourself, you can walk by his spirit.
Amen.
Once you walk by his spirit, you accomplish his purpose.
Amen.
That's why we're here tonight. We're here for that particular reason. Just want to say this in closing. Can a brother put on the quote, please, from the Sixth Sense? If you can find it. Just to summarize it now, what happens is, we live in this world with five senses, right? Now, the five senses is used to contact the natural world, but the five senses was not meant to contact the spiritual world. The five senses, without it, we're not going to be, normal people. Just like to read the quote that's right here. It says here, if it's a quote on the Super Sense, paragraph 57, and the Super Sense is the Holy Spirit, the faith of God that dwells in you. And if you let the five senses be yielded to the sixth sense, it'll guide you and bring all the other five senses under control. That super sense. Amen. So you see, the battle we have is against the flesh. Yes. Remember, Paul said in Romans chapter 7, whenever I try to do good, evil is present. Amen. Now the evil manifests itself in your five senses. Amen. But the sixth sense is what overcomes the evil that's present in you.
Amen.
For it is so far above the natural sense as a spiritual man is above a natural. It's as far as high as the heaven is above the natural man and his five senses. It makes you believe things you cannot see.
Amen.
It makes you act where you do not think the five senses would ever think about it.
Amen.
The devil can get into these five senses and lie to you, but he cannot touch that super sense.
Amen.
Can you see how the devil will get you? He will get you through your five senses. The devil depends on your feelings.
True.
He depends on your thoughts.
True.
He depends on your character. That's right. He knows your weaknesses, but here God's given you a super sense.
Amen.
That doesn't look at feelings. That doesn't look at thoughts. That doesn't look at your makeup of your character.
Amen.
The Bible said, let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be in you.
Amen.
You see, when you have the mind that is in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Then you begin to believe that all things are possible.
Amen.
Because wherever Jesus was, the impossible was made possible.
Yes,
the blind was made to see, the deaf were made to hear, the dead was raised.
Amen.
You see, if the same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
You see, that's the sixth sense that God has given you. It's the same spirit that rose Christ Jesus from the grave.
Amen.
You see, that spirit is an eternal spirit.
Amen.
That spirit is a quickening spirit.
Amen.
That spirit brings forth life. You see, if it, just before closing, remember there was a time in the book of Kings, Elisha died, and the bones of Elisha was there, and they threw a soldier on their bones, and that soldier came back to life.
Amen.
You see, there was so much quickening power on the dead bones of a prophet that could bring somebody to life.
Amen.
You see, sometimes what happens, I've seen, a righteous Christian will die, right? But the quickening power of that testimony will bring their sons and their grandchildren to repentance.
Amen.
I've seen it.
Amen.
That testimony doesn't die because it's not their testimony, it's his testimony.
Amen.
When you have the testimony of Jesus Christ, even after you go in the grave, that testimony still has quickening power.
Amen.
That testimony still lives on.
Amen.
That testimony will still speak of salvation after you in the grave.
Amen.
I've seen it though at one individual I know personally of. He was wearing gothic clothes and all these kind of things. And as another minister, his father was a pastor. They saw him at the funeral. And that minister was so disheartened because of the way he came to the funeral. Not long after that, the man gave his heart to the Lord. He's still serving the Lord today. Why?
Amen.
It was quickening power in his father's testimony.
Amen.
His father never lived to see his salvation. But the promise never meant you must live to see your children's salvation. Didn't he say so? As to whoever God shall call.
Amen.
When God's going to call them, that's God's business. It's not our business.
Amen.
But the promise is he will call.
Amen.
The promise is his word's not coming back void. You
Amen.
See, when we pray, we got to pray according to the will of God.
Amen.
You see, our will is always bound by time and sight. That's our two enemies. We want to
Amen.
See something happen. But you know what happens? Sometimes the greatest events takes place in quietness.
Yes, sir.
You can't hear the sun rising, but it rises every day. A lot of times you don't see things taking place in the realm of the supernatural, but it's busy taking place.
Amen.
Perfect example. I just want to think of a quotation of the prophet. If we think of the testimonies these last 2 weeks, when they prayed for those things to happen, something was taking place in the unseen world.
Amen.
In the book of Kings, if you think of chapter 19, God, there was a lying spirit, right? And here was a prophet called Micah. And he had been given a prophecy. And this prophecy had to come to pass.
Amen.
But God in the Bible gave us a vision what was taking place in the unseen world. How was this vision going to come to pass? God allowed a lying spirit to come up from hell.
Amen.
To go and deceive other prophets so their prophecy could be false.
Amen.
You see, God even uses evil spirits to his glory.
Amen.
Think about it. God will use the devil to his glory.
Amen.
There is nobody greater than God.
Amen.
You see, so sometimes when you see bad things happen, remember what the Bible says. If you are born again believer, it's going to work out for your good.
Amen.
Sometimes God will use evil to work out for your good.
Amen.
Didn't he do it with Joseph?
Amen.
Joseph was first put, where was he put? In a pit. After he was put in a pit, he was put in a prison. But remember, he was put in a pit. He was put in a prison. But he was predestinated for a palace.
Amen.
So sometimes that's going to be your journey. You might be in a pit. You might be in a prison.
Amen.
But you're predestinated for a palace.
Amen.
Always remember that. Don't look at your temporary circumstances. The circumstances are just there so that God can prove to you he's greater than them. That's all it is.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to go one bit further in closing. So I'm going to go back to the second scripture we read. Just want to close with this before we go in prayer. The book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, that's the one that we read, just 1 second. Oh yeah, sorry, 1 Corinthians 2. I just want to read the last part of it. It says here that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
You see? The reason I want to read this is because we are going to a time of prayer right now. Now, the faith that we have must not be based on anything that's got to do with the wisdom of men.
Amen.
And the interesting thing about the wisdom of men will be the modern world we have, the world system.
Amen.
The wisdom of men brought us the banking system, the computer system.
Amen.
All the systems is of the world. Now, our faith should not stand in the wisdom of this world and of men.
Amen.
Because these things are bound to fail, but in the power of God, you see.
Amen.
Because tonight we're going to come pray, and we're praying the prayer of faith so that we can force anything impossible to happen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I believe tonight. Tonight we are going to bring down God's glory, not by anything that we can do, but by what he has promised.
Amen.
He said, if two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. He said, if you call upon his name in a time of trouble, he's going to be there.
Amen.
He said, all those that call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved.
Amen.
So you come to a prayer meeting to call upon the name of the Lord. You come under expectation of something supernatural.
Amen.
You come under expectation of the miraculous. You come here and you walk out renewed in newness of life.
Amen.
You come empty, you go out full.
Amen.
You're going to go out full of his spirit.
Amen.
Once less of your spirit, more of his spirit. You're going to start seeing the supernatural now.
Amen.
Because you're not looking with your eyes, you're looking upwards.
Amen.
You're not looking down earthly, you're looking heavenly. Once you start to look heavenly, it changes your focus.
Amen.
Remember, what you think and what you think and what you meditate on becomes your reality.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
So if you think upon the things of God, you meditate upon the things of God, it's going to become real.
Amen.
If there's somebody that's in the hospital and you keep thinking, the Lord is going to heal him. He's the God who heals all my diseases. Keep meditating on by his stripes. We are healed. You are going to be healed.
Amen.
If you see him as a God of I will restore, and you're going to keep meditating on restoration, you're going to be restored.
Amen.
You see, though, that's what we're coming to. We're coming to turn our minds upwards. We're coming to look to that which we cannot see. We're coming to look to that which cannot happen in this realm, but it's already been happening up there.
Amen.
So let's pray with confidence tonight. Let's
Amen.
Pray a prayer of faith. Like those people that were in the prison.
Amen.
They were locked in a prison, but that prison couldn't hold their faith back.
Amen.
Faith forced the prison to open.
Amen.
Faith, what is it forces? Anything impossible to happen.
Amen.
Well, prison guards and all, it had to open.
Amen.
What happened at the Red Sea? Anything impossible, it can happen.
Amen.
He raised up his stake, the Red Sea opened.
Amen.
The Jordan opened. That's why we pray. We pray so that we can see the power to do things we are not able to do.
Amen.
So what you're not able to do tonight, God is able. Isn't that not so?
Amen.
That's why we have a God to do things we cannot do.
Amen.
And I believe tonight we're going to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when we walk out here, we're going to be under expectation
Amen.
To receive a blessing from God.
Amen.
Otherwise, we came here in vain.
Amen.
We need to come here and say, Lord, I'm coming, Lord, tonight. And I believe that you are going to give me exceeding and abundantly above what I need.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
The prophecy, the sky is full of the Pentecostal blessings. Amen. So why do you want little? You receive little because you ask for little. Amen. You ask in abundance tonight and your joys will be fulfilled. Amen. I believe we will come back. Whenever we come back from this prayer meeting, we will have a testimony. Amen. Would you like to say in closing a few prayer requests? Let us pray for all the new converts.
Amen.
Right? We have a lot of people that gave their hearts to the Lord. Let's pray that God will touch them and give them an experience of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray for the backsliders that came to pick up their cross.
Amen.
Let's pray that God will give them a renewed experience.
Amen.
Let's pray for a revival amongst each and every one of us.
Amen.
So that we come here Sunday morning.
Amen.
We don't come to look for the preacher Sunday morning.
Amen.
We come to look for God on Sunday morning.
Amen.
Because if we come to look for God, we're going to receive from God.
Amen.
I believe that's why we're going to come here to pray tonight.
Amen.
Pray that God will revive us in our spirit.
Yes.
God will allow us to walk in newness of life.
Amen.
God will give us the confidence to hope against hope.
Amen.
God will
Amen.
Give us the confidence to believe against belief.
Amen.
So that all that we have desire, we will receive. I pray that's what's going to be our desire tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Ask, can you come forward and pray that song? Play that song. Those that wait upon the Lord,
Amen.
They shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Song says, teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees.
Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. Shall mount up.
teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait.
Let's get into our prayer position. Saints, let's read the prayer requests. Let's just get ready to come before the Lord now. We thank the Lord for his grace. Amen. So Brother George is asking for prayer for his interview next week on Wednesday. Amen. Let's really put that one before the Lord. Amen. And then we want to pray for our sister Anna in hospital. The saints went to pray for her today. So saints, we want to see her out of hospital.
Amen.
That's the spirit of prophecy in our prayer. Amen. Is for our sister to be seated in church once again. Since this sister came to the faith, we baptized her. Satan's really tried to destroy her in her health.
Amen.
We want to see her restored to the house of God.
Amen.
I don't know, my faith persuades me. It's coming soon.
Hallelujah.
I really do believe that. Let's remember Sister Anna, Brother Lewis's wife. Let's pray also for Sister Susan. She's working this evening, asking for prayer. Sister Dube and Ruth are in Zimbabwe. They went today. Let's pray for them, traveling Amen. Mercies, and to be with them there. If you can remember me next weekend being in Serbia for four services, please. I'm really asking the saints to pray for me that the Lord will really quicken me. Early, so when you go there, you know it exactly what it is the Lord wants you to say. It's such a blessed thing when you go to a place like that,
Amen.
When the Lord's already given you the burden of the word of the Lord before you get to the place. So please do remember me in prayer. And then Brother Cheslin already put those prayer requests, the candidates for baptism. Let's really pray for them. John said, I baptize you with water, but there comes one after me mightier than I. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. So we want to pray for our young ones. That supernatural touch. And then Brother Cheslin said very well, for the backsliders.
Amen.
Those that have come back to the Lord recently, that they don't slide back again.
Amen.
But that this time they'll really get a grip. Amen. That the sixth sense inside of them will activate. Because like the quote the brother was reading, saying Satan can play with your mind, but he can't touch the sixth sense.
Amen.
He can't touch that faith that's inside of somebody. So that's what we desire. So these are the requests. Let's pray for Sunday service. Let's pray for the spirit of expectation upon each of us.
Amen.
And whatever else the Lord has laid upon your heart, whatever burden you have, let's all come before the Lord. Let's just sing that chorus once more, Brother George, they that wait upon the Lord. And let's put our petitions and pour our hearts out before the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Pastor Brothers. Let's sing the first few verses of that one, Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Then we'll ask Brother Wilmore to come and put these requests before the Lord, if that's okay, Brother Will. Let's not forget Brother Kwame's wedding. Let's really pray the Lord's richest blessings upon it. We're so glad that Sister Jovi is there to represent us. She's across there at this time. Let's not forget Brother Nat as well. His preparations, let's really put that before the Lord as well. So let's sing a few verses, and then we'll call Brother Will to come. And let's unite ourselves together and agree in faith as our brother puts these petitions before the Lord.
Oh, sweet hour of praise, sweet hour of praise.
Father, we want to come back tonight to give you all the honor and glory. Amen. For Lord, oh God, we look, Lord, few weeks before the camp, it almost looked like it was a hopeless situation. Amen. But Lord, somehow, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit, Lord, you came in the midst of the congregation and you began to do your work, Lord. And today we can stand here to say thank you and give you honor and glory for the things that you have done. Lord, we can see lives being transformed, Lord, through the preaching of the word. Lord, in the simplicity of the preaching of the word, we can see the power of God being put on display, Lord. We bless your holy name. Even as we thank, Lord, thy servants that you sent our way, Lord, Father, that they could minister in a way, Lord, that you could reach out to the children. Father, we thank you. Bless, Lord, our brother Cheslin. Bless, Lord, our brother Daniel. Lord, we commit them into your hands. And we pray tonight, Lord, Father, even for the exhortation, Lord, that has come, Lord, to uplift our hearts, to believe even greater. Lord, through the preaching of the word, you have shown us, Lord, that there is no way, it is impossible for the devil to reach that sixth sense, Lord. You have given us, Lord, a signet of the king, even as you gave unto Zerubbabel, that he could open the letters of the king for the glory of your name. And here tonight, we are holding it in our hands, every one of us, Lord, having experienced, Lord, the power of revelation and what it can achieve. Tonight, Father, we do not want to live below our privileges, but we want to stand on revelation. For you reveal to us, O God, that you provide all our needs. So we want to bring these needs before you and ask, Lord, that you help thy people. Lord, even as we ask, Father, for Brother George, Lord, even as he showed me, Lord, the requirements of this interview. Lord, oh God, I've never seen such, Lord, but I am believing tonight that you will go with Brother George, Lord, and that you help him, Lord, that the people will be astounded, because it will not be the wisdom of men, but that, Lord, you will be the one speaking on his behalf, Lord. We ask that you be with him, Father. Lord, we pray and bring, Lord, the sick before you. Father, for your word said, you heal all our diseases. And I believe it, Lord, of all people in this world, for you did a miracle in my body and you healed me, oh God. Father, it was so simple, but it was astounding because it was a revelation. You said, speak, why cry? And we speak tonight on the behalf of our sister Anne in the hospital, that she be home with her family to enjoy her children, that she may be well, Lord, to enjoy good health. We commit her into your hands, Lord. Father, you said, Lord, that when you send your servants, Lord, that you go with them, oh Father. And we pray for our pastor, that Lord, as he goes to Serbia, that you go with him, Lord. We have seen it already, Lord, that the servants you sent here, you came with them, Lord. May you go with our pastor, Lord, as he stands to minister in those four services, Lord. Father, let it all, Lord, be to the honor and glory of your name, that the people who believe and that we will hear a good report, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, as we commit, Lord, our brethren that have traveled, Sister Dube and Ruth, Lord, may you be with them, may you bring them safely. Lord, we pray for Sister Angel, that, Lord, you bring her back safely. We pray for our brother Tendai as he travels, that you bring him home and back safely with his family, Lord. We ask it for your glory. Father, we pray for our brothers, Lord, upon their weddings, Lord, Brother Kwame and Brother Nat, Father, we pray that you help them, even as you went to the wedding at Cana, and there was need, Lord, and Father, you told them what to do. Lord, oh God, if there be anything lacking at these weddings, Lord, Father, may your word be brought into the situation and transform the whole thing, Lord, that we may hear, Lord, of thy grace and thy mercy to our brothers, Lord. We thank you, Father. And Lord, we want to pray tonight, especially for our backslidden brethren. We commit them into your hands. Lord, thou knowest where they are. Even, Lord, as we heard the testimony of this girl that was lost in South Africa, Lord, and the Holy Spirit went and sought for her and brought her home. Father, we are sending thy spirit tonight upon our young
young people that used to sit in these seats, may you turn them around tonight and bring them all back, Father. Lord, that they may take their place in the kingdom of heaven. Father, we pray even for these new ones, Lord, that have given their lives to you. Lord, in this world where it's not popular, oh God, they have taken a stand for thy word. Amen. Bless these children. We commit them into your hands, Lord. Amen. Father, bless the baptism on Sunday. Amen. Lord, may you come and touch each and every one of them, Lord. Amen. Give them a special experience that will bless them way beyond the reach of the enemy. Lord, oh God, may they stand in the land of the sixth sense, Lord, that there be nothing that will bother them the remainder of their lives. We commit them into your hands, and we pray for the service on Sunday. Lord, we ask, Father, that you come once more and speak again, Lord, unto us, Lord, before our brother would return to South Africa. Lord, we just pray that you give him, Lord, a good word in season to give us a good goodbye, Lord. That, Father, oh God, you strengthen him for thy work, Lord. Bless our brother Cheslin for the labor he has given so much, Lord. Amen. Father, we pray a special blessing upon his ministry that it may continue to be used, Lord, to transform the lives of thy people. Amen. Father, we ask all these things for your glory. Please be with us now as we depart to go home. Lord, may you bring us again on Sunday, Lord, that we may continue from where we are leaving it, Lord. Amen. Father, even tomorrow as we meet with one another in our fellowships, Lord, may you be in our midst, Lord, that we may continue in this spirit. We ask all these things for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks for that. Amen, saints. Just to those that have been baptized, tomorrow is an important day for you. It's a day of preparation. You know, spend your time prayerfully. Spend your time in the Word. Because remember what Brother Cheslin was saying about the things that you meditate upon, that becomes your reality. Amen. Go and read in the book of Acts. Go and see the people baptized in the book of Acts. Go and look at that Ethiopian eunuch and see how the Lord blessed him. Go and have a look at Paul when he was baptized and put yourself in the scripture and say, Lord, you did it for others. I know you'll do it for me. Amen. Now let your meditation be acceptable. Like David said, let the thoughts of my heart, Amen. The meditations of my mind be acceptable before thee, O Lord. And the Lord will bless you on Sunday. So just don't allow the devil to come in now and, you know, confuse you and throw in this and that. Just keep yielding yourself to the Lord. Amen. And as prayer has been made, the Lord will be faithful to answer that Amen. Prayer. So thank you so much, Brother Cheslin. We are blessed this evening. Let's pray for Brother Cheslin for Sunday as well. May the Lord richly bless him. What you need to pray for Brother Cheslin is that the Lord will give him a holiday. Because he made a mistake coming to Ireland for holiday. May the Lord give you a double portion of a holiday, bro. Amen. That's what we desire. Next time. <yeah. laughs> You learn when you preach, when you're a minister, when you go on holiday somewhere, you don't tell the churches you're coming. And you come in the back and you sit quietly in church and then you quickly leave. Otherwise, you never get a holiday. So thank you, bro. We do appreciate it. What do we have to finish off, saints? One of them. Are you not glad that you're one of them? Saints, I'm so glad that I'm one of them. Imagine we could be one of them tonight. We could be one of them, friends. You could be out there like in days gone by in the nightclubs. You could be getting so drunk, so much into drugs, so high tonight that you don't even know what you did in the night. Waking up tomorrow, you know not where. Now, you could be doing stuff that you wake up in the morning and you feel so disgusted with yourself to say, but how did I do those kind of things? But friends, imagine tomorrow when you wake up in the morning with the blessing of the Lord inside of your soul. Ah, you can say, but I was in the house of the Lord. And the Lord was present. And we cast all of our burdens upon the Lord. What a blessed people that we are. As we sent that thing today, to have the blessing of the Lord inside of your life. Like Joseph, even in his trouble, there was the blessing of the Lord. Now when God has proposed to bless you, His blessing covers every aspect of your life. So we are blessed people, saints. So let's sing one of them, and we dismiss. And safe journey home. God bless you, saints.
One of the God people almost everywhere. Hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is
This is pride. whole time,
yes, this whole time, power
was given
to our fathers
who were true.
This is promised
to the believers,
and we all may have it.
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh,
Lord, send the power just now, my Lord.
Oh, Lord, send the power just
hallelujah!
Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize every heart.
Oh, yes,
this, yes, this old time power
was given.
By the waters, I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
No, no, no.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the
saints,
when the saints
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Oh,
when the saints,
oh yes, go marching. Go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go. I'm the pilgrim and the stranger. Oh yes,
I'm the pilgrim and the stranger
wandering through this world of sin on my way to the fair city.
When the saints go marching,
oh,
when the saints go marching in,
oh, when the saints go marching in,
Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching.
Oh, I know, oh, I know,
I'll see Benji if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me,
yes, sir,
when the saints go marching.
Hey, oh,
when the saints go marching in.
From Kinshasa.
Oh, when the saints go marching in,
Lord, I want
to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh, yes, when I am waiting for my chariots to swing low and I step in.
On the clouds, I'll ride to heaven when the saints go marching.
Stay in line
when the saints.
saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved. Shall not be moved,
just like a tree
that's planted by the waters.
I shall not be.
I shall not be. I shall not be.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be.
I shall not be moved,
just like a tree that's planted by the
waters.
I shall not be moved.
Jesus is my Savior. Oh yes.
Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved.
Oh yes.
In His love
and favor, I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be.